There are students across the country and around the world who are on strike today calling for action on climate change. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says governments need to act against what he calls a climate emergency that will be the subject of UN meetings next week. Rafe Pomerantz has been a climate activist for 40 years. As an environmental lobbyist for Friends of the Earth, he was one of the first people to agitate for bipartisan action after reading the 1978 EPA report on coal. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips sat down with Pomerantz and asked him what he wants people to know right now.
Number one, the U.S., here in the United States, people have to know this is real. If you have a sort of the denialist frame, you've been misled by a conscious effort to sow doubt when there was scientific certainty, high probability that all this would happen. And number two, the impacts are showing up in a big way, and they tend to be coming on faster. Three, this is the largest transformation that governments have to do, which is to rework the global energy system to decarbonize it.
So 40 years ago, you were sitting in a room with a lot of the early climate scientists who at the time were talking about these issues and making projections using timescales of what would happen in 2005, 2010. We've passed 2005 and 2010. Have you seen that come to fruition?
Yes.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, I think the warming of the Arctic was predicted in the models that it would be double or triple the global average. That's happened. We would lose sea ice. That's happened. The global temperature would rise. That's happened. Glaciers would start to melt. That's happened.
And what about warming oceans?
We are witnessing at the moment a major coral bleaching episode in the Hawaiian Islands. So this is a sea surface temperature problem. And it has already led to the death of more than half of the world's reefs, including in the Great Barrier Reef. These are new observations in Hawaii. And coral bleaching is a climate signal in the tropics, and it is a biological catastrophe as it's going on right now.
And what about rising ocean temperatures in the Caribbean? Of course, we just had a hurricane there, Category 5, Hurricane Dorian. We know that warm waters create hurricanes. Could there be a coral bleaching event in the Caribbean this year?
So, in my mind, no surprise that you get Category 5 hurricane and coral bleaching in the Caribbean at the same time.
Now, what's the connection? Is there a connection between what's going on in the Pacific and that hurricane, or you're just saying this is happening simultaneously?
Well, I'm saying it's happening simultaneously, but there's a common causality, which is sea surface temperature. Sea surface temperature is a huge actor in the climate system. We mostly think about the atmosphere, but actually, sea surface temperature is probably more important.
Have we reached a point where trying to cut carbon emissions is sort of a lost cause?
No. Sea level will keep rising. It's going to rise for a long time anyway, but the question is magnitude and rate. And so you might adapt to a regime that's based on today's climate, but 30 years from now, it's going to be utterly different. So they're actually part of the what I would call what the strategic plan that we need in the United States, which is, A, the decarbonization and reduction and control of other greenhouse gases, and B, part of that is the adaptation resilience plan that has to go along with what we've already done.
How do you see this moving forward? Is there any hope?
Yes, there's hope, because there's a strike by students across the globe. I happen to spend a lot of time working in Florida, which is existentially threatened by sea level rise and a number of other impacts. And the sea level rise issue has grown in public awareness down there. Now, I don't know how the 2020 election is going to go, but in most grandiose ambition, sea level rise decides the next presidency. Here's the point. Trump stumbled into something big. You know, he said, I want to buy Greenland. Well, he was close. Because the issue in Greenland is the Greenland ice sheet, which has 20 feet of sea level rise in it as it melts. Okay? 20 feet. That takes a long time, but you can still get a lot of sea level rise in the short run.
Well, the issue for U.S. national security in Greenland is the fate of the ice sheet. Our view is the fate of Greenland is the fate of Miami, the fate of Jacksonville, the fate of Tampa. See what I mean? And that's the real issue. Greenland is important to national security and the U.S. interests, but not for the reasons he thinks. It's because of sea level rise. Because ultimately, the United States is going to have to figure out what it wants to do, whether we want to save Florida.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
Pleasure.